Hi, I'm PC Matthew. I hope today's meditation would guide you to reflect Jesus more in your life.
Day 12. Becoming like Him in His obedience. Jesus was obedient to His Father in heaven. He continually listened to His Father and did everything that His Father told Him. The primary emphasis in the Word of God for all our lives is to obey God. Why is God so insistent about our obedience? We need to understand that all laws and commands of the Lord reflect His wisdom. That only ensures what is best for us. For something to be useful, safe, and productive, there are specific laws around it. Some laws are embedded in nature. Some are made and impressed on us for the best functionality. My mobile phone is functioning because it is in obedience to the software created by a man. If my phone decided not to abide by the software, it would lose its functionality. In case of a man-made digital device, it has no choice but to obey its programming. Unlike digital objects, humans are made in the image of God. God did not program us or install software that auto-runs. Instead, He allowed for freedom. This is the very freedom that we may use to rebel against God, our Creator. We are presented with the choice to obey or disobey. To obey God is to experience the fullness of the potential and purposes that God has created us with. Jesus obeyed His Father even to the point of death on a cross. His obedience cost Him His life, that it may bring salvation to humankind. The Bible records that the absolute obedience of Jesus caused God the Father to exalt Him to such a great height that He will judge all the world, and His name was made the name above all names. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 to 11. Obedience to God, although difficult and sometimes even costly, always entails blessing at the end. Our obedience is not a favor to God. Instead, it is a favor that we do to ourselves in order to enjoy the fullness of His plans and blessings. Becoming like Him in obedience is a tough call, but the one who obeyed His Father to the point of death has promised to help us through His Spirit. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, make me like You in the way of obedience that You showed to Your Father. I have failed repeatedly in keeping Your commands. Please forgive me and help me to be diligent in knowing Your commands and to obey You so that I may accomplish Your plans for my life and my family. In Jesus' name, Amen.
We hope you've been blessed by this devotion. Can you please share this with someone today? These devotions are also available at urbanindia.org. God bless.